Okay, hi Chevra. I'm new at doing this, so I hope it's hope it comes out. First, I miss everybody. I miss everybody. Even the ones that I don't always see. I miss you because I can't see you. And this is all very, very hard for all of us. I once told you this story that I heard from my friend from Rabbi Pesach Kron. I'm sure many of you remember that he was visiting in Antwerp and he went to a Chassidish cheder to see the children. And it was Erev Shabbos and the boys were dressed up like in Strimals. There was a Shabbos Tati, you know, and a whole thing. They were making like this little Shabbos, these cute little Chassidish kids. And this little boy, he had the honor of being the Shabbos Tati. And he put a Strimal on his head and he had the silver Becher. He was standing with a Kais and he was going to make Kiddush. But before he made Kiddush, he closed his eyes and he said, "Who's going to say a shver avach?" He said, "Oh, it was such a hard week, a shver avach." Because he used to hear his father say that every Friday night. "Oh, he's a shver avach." Right, but this was talking a shver avach. It was a hard week, but we have to be so grateful that for the most part, it's difficulties and inconveniences and so on. And there are people who are sick and we have to daven that they should have refuah shleima everywhere in the world, that everybody should be healthy and safe. But I just wanted to wish you a good Shabbos. I wanted to just share with you a little feeling. You know, there was a song from Dvekis that was, or Journeys, that was popular many years ago. My kids, when they were little, used to listen to it, and my wife and I enjoyed it also. And it has words, "Go on home." It's about Shabbos. "Go on home and find the gift. It's waiting there for you." The next part I won't sing, it's too high. "Go on home and find the gift that's waiting there for you. It's time to say good Shabbos. Go on home and find the gift that's waiting there for you." Now that gift, the Gemara talks about that in Shabbos. That matana toiva yeshli bebeis gnozai v'shabbos shmo, that I have a gift, a beautiful gift. And that gift is hidden, Hashem says, in my treasure house, in some secret place. Hashem has v'shabbos shmo. And Shabbos is what it's called, the gift. So it looks like what Hashem is saying to us now, Chevra, is that there's a gift that's called Shabbos. And that gift of Shabbos is waiting for us in our homes. We look for it in shul every Shabbos. We look for it at a simcha on Shabbos and going to different places and to be out and to be with each other and so on. But now Hashem is saying, "Go on home. The gift is there. It's your own family. Your own family, your own svarim, your own couch, your own house, your own little world that Hashem wants us to." Hashem is obviously telling us that we've been too out there. We've been so out there for the past few years. And it's time to come inside. It's time to come inside. So this is all happening Shabbos Vayakel Pekude. There are two ways of looking at human society. There's a Vayakel Dike way and there's a Pekude Dike way. Vayakel Moshe, Vayakel means to gather together. That's when there's a tzibur, community. Vayakel, a gathering. Pekude means just the opposite. Eila Pekude Mishka means to enumerate all the different pieces and parts of the Mishka, means davka when everything is separate. So there are two hashkafas that we find in the world at large. There are two non-Torah hashkafas, two extremes. One is that the only thing that counts is the tzibur, is the community, is the collective unit of society. In a very extreme form, of course, that's communism. Totalitarianism, where the government is everything and the individual is worthless. The individual is nothing, nothing. There's no yachid, there's no yachidus, there's no davening yachidus, you're nothing, you're worthless. It's only insofar as you serve the needs of that greater society do you have any value. And then you have another hashkafa in the world. In extreme form, it's called anarchism. And that means that all that counts is the individual and the needs of the individual. The community, society, is only there to serve your individual need. Neither of these, of course, are the hashkafas of the Torah. The Torah revealed to us, and we say in the Brayse of Rabbi Shmuel every day, that there's klal, there's a klal that tzarech leprat, and a prat that tzarech leklal. Hashem gazed into the Torah and created the world, and he said that the klal, the vayakal, needs the pekudah. The klal, the community, needs the individual. You can't forget the individual. But the prat is also tzarech leklal. The individual is part of a community, is part of a klal. It's not just a klal, it's not just a prat. It's klal tzarech leprat, and prat tzarech leklal. And Chazal tell us that in the Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin, and everybody knows that kol mekayim nefesh achas miyisrael, that if you save one Jewish life, so the Mishnah says that it's kilu kiyam olam olos, you're giving life to the whole world. And right now Hashem is saying to us, Chevra, I want you to think about every individual Jew. I want you to think about that nefesh achas, who's not well, that nefesh achas who could be endangered by our coming into contact with him or her and so on, the nefesh achas miyisrael. Don't forget the nefesh achas miyisrael. Don't forget that you're a nefesh achas. Maybe you've been too busy with all your networking and all your connecting. Maybe you've been too busy. And it's time for nefesh achas to come back to that place of nefesh achas, of being one, and remember that nefesh achas and our own wives, our own husbands, our own kids, the nefesh achas. Hashem is saying that to us very loudly, to think about the nefesh achas b'Yisrael. On the other hand, of course, there's the tzibur of Mika'am Yisrael that Hashem says to us, you're my people, you're my nation, as a people, as a tzibur, and to think always about ourselves as part of the community and part of the tzibur, and to be sensitive to what's happening to Jews in the whole world, and so on. There's no question about it. Mika Amchi Yisrael. It's been a shver avach. It's been a hard week. And Mitzvah Hashem, everybody should be healthy and safe, and follow all the instructions, both in terms of halacha and health, and we're davening that the light of Shabbos, so we're all looking forward to the gift of Shabbos more than ever before. The sad thing is we can't be with each other, and there's nothing that's more wonderful than opening up a gift together with friends. And we can't be with each other. But let's try to pay attention to the Nefesh Achas. All of these virtual things and virtual, get-togethers, they're very sweet to give some chizuk. But I personally believe that Hashem is talking to us in a way that he's saying, I want you to be a nefesh achas with me. Think about your relationship with me and think about the people who are closest to you. You don't have to look for them on the telephone. They're right next to you in your own home. So let's open up that gift this Shabbos. We're going to think about each other. I said tzibur, of course, vayakel. But we're going to think about the pekudei also. Each individual piece and part and ingredient in our lives, and to be grateful for what we have. And when we come back together, it'll be better than ever before. So my wife and I send all of our love to each and every one of you, our family, our friends of Eish Kodesh. We should be together soon in good health. Halachta and Shabbos, a good Shabbos.